Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, I'm getting to get home out of here as fast as I can at lunchtime. And the first job I've got to do is let my two dogs out. They're in the kitchen, in their bed, with plenty of water and plenty of food. And the wind is open as much as we can allow while we're out of the house. But when I get home, I just leave them out the garden, let them run around, try and cool themselves down, give them more fresh water. They suffer in the heat. Our animals suffer in the heat. They can't take off layers of clothing like we can, and they're stuck with it, and it's very hard for them because they're not used to it. They're just not used to it. And Dog Action and Welfare Group has been talking on its Facebook page about, you know, people being mindful of caring better for their dogs, and they're not used to this heat, so we have to be very careful of the conditions in which we leave them. Moira O'Sullivan joins me from Dog Action and Welfare Group. As I say, Moira, I can't wait to get home to my two lads, to let them out of the kitchen and open the door so they can come in and out and give them some cool, fresh water. Can I do any more for them? Morning.
Well, I mean, you'd be lucky to get mine off the tile floor in the kitchen, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're absolutely loving the cold tiles. Yeah, I mean, I suppose we're getting a lot of reports of people having, you know, dogs locked up outside without any shade or any access to water. That's obviously crazy, and you should call the guards basically if you
really
see something like that. It's quite possible dogs could die in this heat. So it's probably time to start reporting those kind of things. It is animal cruelty, but we also have like a lot of very well intentioned dog owners who maybe just again aren't used to the heat. Like we're not used to it in Ireland that much, and you know, even myself, I've seen people, you know, walking dogs in the middle of the day in the last few days and kind of thinking, oh, I don't, that no, not at midday, guys.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, I mean, common sense would be the first thing. Definitely don't take your dog out in the middle of the day. Don't forget they don't have shoes on. So if you're walking on a hot footpath or on a hot road, their paws are on that hot road.
Yeah.
So not a great idea. Definitely wait till the evening if your dog needs a walk. Things like paddling pools are really useful. Well, one of mine thinks the paddling pool is the greatest thing of all time, and the other thinks it's probably a murder attempt. Misting them with a hose, same story. One of mine thinks it's a great treat. One thinks that we're trying to kill him. A damp towel for them to lie on, or even just, you know, rubbing them down with a damp towel. There's a mad rumor on Facebook that ice is for some reason bad for dogs. The only time ice would be bad for a dog is if they were already actively having heat stroke. So you can put ice in their water bowl. Frozen carrots are a big treat in my house. You can freeze some low sodium stock or something like that if they won't, you know, eat ice itself. So there's a lot of things you can do to keep them cool. And all of that goes double, triple, quadruple for brachiocephalic dogs, which are dogs with a smushed up face.
Yes,
basically.
Yeah. Pugs.
So your pugs, your Frenchies, your Boxers, your Mastiffs, anything that has a smushed up face is going to find it much, much harder in the heat than any other dog.
Because they struggle to breathe anyway,
really
those
careful
particles
of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it, yeah. So the heat is even worse for them.
Something I noticed myself in the last couple of days with one of our dogs was that when you put the water down for him in the kitchen, once it reaches a certain room temperature, he won't touch it. He'd walk away from
yeah.
and you have to go back and change it for him. So my first job when I go in this afternoon is change Harry's water, and he'll fall into the bowl.
Yeah. I did. I mean, the other day I left the water where I usually leave it inside the glass door. And sure, when they were ignoring it, and when I touched it, it had actually gotten really warm in the sunshine. So yeah, it wasn't going to do them any good. It wasn't going to cool them down. So yeah, just making sure the bowl, again, you can put some ice in it to try and keep it cool for longer. But I mean, even in this weather, the ice isn't going to last long. So it is just freshening it up constantly, really.
And keeping a door open for them to be able to go in. We're keeping doors open anyway for ourselves. But they'll wander in and out. Yeah. Again, it's something you notice. They'll wander in. They'll go to sleep in under the table. Then they'll wander out.
Yeah.
Maybe have a bit of business in the garden. Wander in. They're able to regulate themselves once we help them.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, if you have, you know, if you have a fan in the room or whatever, maybe just, you know, making sure that it's somewhere like that they can, like, my guys like to lie in a row in front of the fan as well. You know, if you're having a fan for yourself, like, just giving them access to that as well. I mean, it's all common sense things, but like in Ireland, we're just not used to it getting to 30 degrees. Like,
yes.
So
yeah.
We just need to think about these things. But there are obviously dogs living in much hotter conditions who are absolutely fine, but we just need to be sensible about it.
Yeah,
you know,
the walking of the dog at midday was something I thought, you know, I saw someone actually doing it and I thought, right, would you now put on a hat and coat and a tracksuit?
Yeah.
And go out and walk in that.
And
you wouldn't. Why? And in your bare feet. You know.
Yeah.
What kind of an idiot are you, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, it's obviously people who are very, like, obviously very good dog owners who are making sure their dog gets the exercise they need and the care they need. But you know what? Like I have a dog de Bordeaux, which is a brachiocephalic breed. Like, he isn't getting a walk this week. He's you know, he's going to be entertained in other ways, but like, it's just not safe in this heat to be taking him for exercise. Like, he's not able for it. So things like, you know, if you have, even, you know, if you freeze treats into ice or something like that, it gives them a bit of mental stimulation. And maybe they won't need as much exercise in this heat anyway. So it's just kind of being a bit wise about
chasing an ice cube with a biscuit inside it around the kitchen floor. Apart from that, that's be hilarious to watch.
Good fun, and yeah, as much exercise as he probably needs in this heat. So.
All right. But you're serious about, if you see any dog tied up in a yard, or ring the guards?
Like, some of the reports we've got have been literally dogs locked in sheds with no water. You know, that's absolute neglect. It's animal cruelty, and dogs will die in these temperatures if you do that. It's like leaving a dog in a hot car. You know, we all know you don't do that.
Oh, there's one to come to. Do not. I mean, people love taking the dogs out to the beach, for example, or out for a run in the country, wherever. Do not leave that dog in the car.
No, it can happen in minutes. Absolutely, it can happen in minutes in this temperature. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's not, even if you're like, oh, I'm just going to run into the shops or whatever. Absolutely not. Not in this weather.
Okay.
It's just not safe.
All right, Moira, thank you. Moira O'Sullivan from the Dog Action Welfare Group.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.